This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 12 for Tuesday, August 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Tuesday, being driven down by shrinking crush margins. The November contract pulls back $3.90 at $878.30 per ton. The January contract is down $2.40 at $864.40 per ton. Meanwhile, the more deferred positions are posting small gains. As of August 9th, ICE canola crush margins are at $5.35 per ton for November-October and $6.03 per ton for November-December. A week ago, they were $72.62 and $69.35 per ton, respectively. The tight supply situation with canola is the main factor for the withering crush margins and in turn is also keeping a lid on trading volumes. Gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed are tempering losses in canola, while Malaysian palm oil is providing little direction. The Canadian dollar is on the rise, with the loonie at 79.8 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 79.59. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of nearly 183,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Also, the USDA says there's a private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China and another sale of 130,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. In the weekly crop progress report, the department says corn conditions for the week ending August 5th improved by 2 points on the week at 64% good to excellent. Soybean conditions remained at 60%. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is almost finished at 95% complete, while the spring wheat harvest more than doubles its pace over the week at 38% done. Spring wheat conditions rise 1 point to 11% good to excellent. The USDA is scheduled to issue its next monthly supply and demand report on Thursday. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The November contract gained 7 cents at $13.37 per bushel. September soy oil rises nearly a half cent at 61.19 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal nudges higher by 20 cents at $357.50 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday. The December contract dips a half cent at $5.53 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with the December contract slipping 1 cent at $4.58.5. Wheat futures are higher on Tuesday. Chicago September rises 16 cents at $7.27. Kansas City September gains 13 cents at $7.14. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is up 8 cents at $9.16.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 10th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.